You may remember him from the Crystal City State Championship baseball team back in 2010, and he's now a member of the Corpus Christi Hooks, the AA affiliate of the Houston Astros Major League Baseball team. And Alex Winkleman joins us here on KJF Sports Talk. Alex, it's awesome to see you advancing through the levels and up to AA. And how are you doing? How's everything going in Texas for you?
It's going well. It's warm down here, but you know it's going really well. You know, anytime you get a chance to play baseball in the summer or anytime really, it's a good gig to have.
Now this is a journey that not a lot of people get a chance to take, and you're one of thousands and thousands of baseball players trying to make it to the major league level. And double A, again, you go double A, triple A, and then you get up to the majors if you get the call. But talk about your time. You started in 2015, Greenville Astros, Tri-City Valley Cats. Just sort of take us through the experience of, getting that, getting drafted and going to Greenville and starting, rookie ball there and just where you've gotten to now.
So I was playing in the Cape Cod Summer Baseball League in June 2015 and got a call on the third day of the draft that I was getting selected by the Astros and, caught a flight back home, gathered my stuff up for a day or two and then went down to Florida for some evaluation and physicals and stuff. And yeah, then they sent me out to rookie ball in Greenville. And, I honestly had no, for someone who played as much baseball as I did, I didn't know much about professional baseball, at least in the minor league level. So, I was among probably most people thinking it's, low A, double A, triple A or whatever. And, I heard from a few friends that also were drafted with the Astros that I knew from previous teams, basically, that they were going to New York, which was short season, and I was going to rookie ball, and I was just confused on where I was heading and what the heck was going on. And so, it was kind of a whirlwind for the first, 2 weeks. I hardly even remember much that happened, but, once the baseball started, it all kind of calmed down and things started going pretty well.
Now, this is not your first year, Alex, with Corpus Christi. You pitched for him last year, 71 innings, 64 strikeouts. This year for you, as far as I was able to research, a 3.51 ERA with 61 strikeouts and 56 innings pitched. You got 4 wins, 2 losses to your name, and you also got 3 saves. In terms of the stats, are you in a spot where you're pretty, not necessarily comfortable, but are you pretty satisfied with where your numbers are right now?
I think it's hard to answer, or a hard question to answer, but certainly in the last month or two, things have been trending really well for me. So, I think my stats are okay. And, I got off to a slow start and if you look at the stats overall, it's kind of set me back, I guess. But, lately I've been throwing the ball really well and that's what players look at more, I think, and instead of stats, and it's such a long year with ups and downs. I think how you feel lately and how you're throwing the ball lately is important to most pitchers. So as long as you're feeling good and things are going pretty well as of late, I certainly can't complain lately.
Well, and that is the thing about the major leagues is they're always looking for the guys that remain consistent. And you mentioned it was sort of a rough start for you, but within the last month or so, I think your ERA was a little bit above 5, and now it's, in the mid to low 3s. So certainly you're making improvements. You're getting a little bit more consistent. What has been the answer to your early season issues? Why are you pitching a little bit better now?
Well, early on, I actually threw the ball pretty well. I was starting. I came into the season as a starter, and I was having trouble getting, through my last inning. I would throw 4 or 5 shutout innings, and then in the 6th or the 5th inning, I would give up a 3 or a 4 spot, and those are going to hurt your stats a little bit. And but I kind of cleaned it up at the end of May, maybe as a starter, maybe even early June, and then I got moved to the bullpen, and since then it's been going really well. Relieving most of the season, things have been been going really well out of the bullpen.
Now, I can't imagine it's very easy to go from the starter mentality to the relief pitcher mentality. Some guys go through it very, very early on, some a little bit later in their careers. But what's that transition been like for you? Have you enjoyed being a relief pitcher?
Yeah, so when playing with the Astros, they actually I kind of protect the starters quite a bit. So the first 3 years of my career, I was starting, but they kind of pair you with another starter. So every other outing or so, you actually come out of the bullpen and you throw, you know, extended outings out of the bullpen. So it wasn't too foreign to me coming out of the bullpen. I had done it for the last 3 years for, you know, longer stints, but this is more of a short, you know, short stint, kind of blow it all out in a couple innings or one inning, whatever it might be. So it's a little different, but, you know, I really like it. And when they told me that was, they removed me, I talked to my agent about it, and we were both pretty happy about the move, and, you know, can kind of see some success out of the bullpen for me.
Now, I shared with you this story, Alex, on Friday about how when I was in Houston, I was doing broadcasting for an online network and Texas Sports Radio Network, and we covered a lot of high school baseball in the greater Houston area, and one of those places was Seven Lakes High School. And a guy by the name of Ryan Burke, who is a teammate of yours now, played at Seven Lakes. I got a chance to broadcast some of the games that he was in. And I guess what I'm trying to get to now is, you know, when you're playing at the high school level, you're playing with, you know, kids from your area, and, you know, it's all Missouri and, or, you know, very, you know, little parts of Illinois, but for the most part, it's just a bunch of Missouri kids that you're playing with. So what's been the experience like to get to share a baseball field with guys from Texas, Virginia, South Carolina, Cuba, the Dominican Republic? I would imagine it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's definitely neat. The one thing I think we all love about that, you know, playing with all these guys is we call it the baseball family. Pretty much anyone you play with, you can mutually find someone you both know through, you know, college baseball, summer, collegiate ball, sometimes high school or whatever it may be. And, you know, you can kind of find that mutual friend and bond over that, over knowing the same people and playing on the same team, you know, maybe in different years. It's cool to meet people from all over the country, all over the world. You know, we play with a lot of Latin Americans, and you see so much different culture, and you know, it's an experience. You know, especially when when we were talking about when I went straight to rookie ball in Greenville, it was probably 85% Latin Americans and only a few, you know, new draft college guys or high school guys that were there. And so an absolute, you know, culture shock for me to just be thrown out of Missouri and then, you know, into a situation like that. So, you know, it's been an awesome experience to have all that. And then, you know, just playing with guys, you know, from all over the country and learning about, you know, their personal lives and stuff. It's fun to, you know, get friendships and meet people. You know, and pretty much anywhere you go now, you can say, oh, I played with the guy who played here. And, you know, that's pretty neat.
All right, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to give these Cuban names and Dominican Republican names a shot here. And correct me if I'm wrong on these, but a few guys from Cuba, Cienel Perez, Yohannes Kiala.
So far, so good.
All right, Lorenzo Quintana. That one's actually kind of easy. Let's see, Dominican Republic, Erasmo Penales.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, Jorge Alcala.
Alcala.
Say that again?
Alcala.
Alcala, okay. Framber Valdez.
Yep.
And Eduardo
De Olio.
Okay. Now, see.
So pretty close.
All right, well, I appreciate that. how long did it take for you, you know, a guy from Missouri to kind of learn how to say their names? And what sort of interactions, if you will, if you can, you know, share with us, you know, conversations you've had with them, or if it's through an interpreter or what have you? Just tell us what you've learned about the guys from the Dominican Republic and from Cuba and wherever else from Latin America that guys are on the Corpus Christi team.
Yeah, so I knew a little bit of Spanish going in. You know, I mean, everyone says they take high school Spanish and they know Spanish, but I really did know a little bit, so I could communicate with some of them a little bit. And a lot of them, I mean, they all go to English class until they, you know, graduate out of it, can, you know, fully understand and speak it. So, you know, you can communicate with them a little bit, but, you know, we just talk about baseball, talk about little things a lot. It's a lot of, talking smack back and forth with the Americans and Latins, usually all in good fun. So, you know, we just learn about, you know, kind of where they came from. The Cubans probably have the most interesting stories, you know, because a lot of them came over, you know, 5 to 10 years ago, and their journey here is usually a pretty interesting story to hear, you know, how they got to America. And,
right.
I've, you know, been roommates with someone from Mexico, a Venezuelan, and, you know, it's, you know, as you go up, you meet them and you get to know their stories, and it's pretty cool to become friends with them.
All right. Have any of them gotten you to try any of their foods? Have you visited places where, you know, they've been comfortable with the American style of their style of food, if you will?
No, not really. I have tried some of their food. It's interesting. It's very good. And to be honest with you, this will probably shock most people. With the exception of players from Mexico, the Latin Americans hate spicy food. So
Yeah,
you Dominicans and Cubans, they hate spicy food and they won't eat it. So you'd think you'd be scared to try what they're making, but it's really good.
Yeah, you're right. I'm totally shocked.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was too.
All right. Well, hey, yeah, exactly. We learn things, don't we, as we get older. All right. Hey, that's cool, man. Let's talk a little bit more about the Corpus Christi Hooks, the team. What's it like to travel with these guys? Can you share with us, you know, a favorite bus ride of yours, or a favorite moment after a game, or maybe something that's happened during a game? Just, well, what's the team atmosphere like for the Hooks?
Well, we have a pretty fun team, so, you know, we have a good time. As far as favorite bus stories, it's hard to have one. You know, we try to have fun on the bus. You know, a lot of times we're on there for 12 or 13 hours at a time, you know, straight through the night, so it's there's a lot of sleeping going on the bus, but, yeah, we have fun. And I'd say most recently, just celebrating winning the first half, we had, you know, the typical thing you see on TV with the champagne and beer shower, and just, you know, having fun partying up with the team, and, you know, getting the coaches involved with it and trainers and everyone, you know, a lot of our staff was there to watch it. So it's, you know, it was really fun just to celebrate a win, especially, you know, in the middle of the season when you've kind of been grinding away and you get to do that halfway through. It's a pretty neat experience.
Now, you were explaining to me, Alex, before we started this interview, how the whole, you know, first half season standings and then second half season standings, how all that kind of works for the playoffs. Would you mind explaining that to our listeners?
Yeah, so basically there's a first half winner and a second half winner from each division. There's two divisions, and if you win the first half, you get an automatic bid into the playoffs, and then whoever wins the second half is who you'll play against, and then the winners from the south side and the winners from the north side will play for the championship. And so the Corpus Christi, we won the first half, so we have an automatic bid in the playoffs, and September we'll see who our opponent is and go into the playoffs with that.
And what about if there's a situation where you win the second half as well? What happens then?
Well, that actually could happen because, you know, we've been playing really well in the second half also. So in that case, the team with the best record from the first and second half combined will be the second place team. They call it a wild card basically, but it's an overall record if both teams win the first half and second half.
Okay, gotcha. Speaking of, you know, the playoffs and what have you, I'm sure you and a bunch of the guys probably paid close attention to the Astros World Series run. Do you, when you're a member of the minor league team, do you still feel like you're a member of the Major League Ball Club as well? Do y'all treat it as, you know, their, you know, sort of your team that you root for kind of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think the main thing is you meet a lot of those guys. You know, we have, you know, a lot of the big leaguers will rehab with us, and in spring training you're playing with them and you meet them and you get to know them. And so it's really hard to, you know, not root for them. So when you see, you know, people that you've come closer to or talked to and, you know, met them, and they're good people, and you really want what's best for them. So, you know, when you get to watch them on TV and have success, it's exciting to get to root for them, even if you're not a part of it.
All right. So, what major leaguers, current Astros players, have you played with?
Pretty much all of them, actually. Last year there was quite a few rehab guys, the big names like Correa and Dallas Keuchel, and so we've been lucky to get to play with some of those guys and learn from them, and it's really neat to meet them and play with them, and hard to root against them once you've played with them and consider them a teammate for however short or long they were there.
Well, as an Astros fan, that's pretty awesome to be able to play alongside those gentlemen. And Dallas Keuchel, I'm guessing you probably try to pick his brain a little bit, considering you're both lefties.
Yeah, definitely. I was just watching him last night or yesterday afternoon before our game. They were playing an afternoon game, and I got to watch him pitch his six or seven innings and do well. And it's. You just look for little subtleties and things you can pick up on and try to learn from guys that have had success like he has.
And I know he doesn't throw a hard fastball, but he's got a little cut action, a little two-seam action, change-up, curveball kind of mixture. What about yours? What's in your arsenal?
So pretty similar. I throw the four-seam and two-seam fastball and change-up and probably pretty similar to his slider, curveball pitch, whatever you would call it. Probably people would see mine and think it was a curveball, but it's really a slider. So, we have pretty similar repertoire. The cutter's but one I'll never master, but that's a good one to have.
Yeah, certainly jam those right-handed hitters when you're a lefty pitcher.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, definitely.
All right, Alex. Well, hey, man, it's been great to catch up, and I'm glad you're a part of the Astros organization. You got any message for fans back here at home? Anything you want to say or anyone you want to send a direct message to, anything like that?
Definitely. I got one for sure. Congrats to Coach Pat Bone on getting his number retired the other night. I got to see that kind of through Twitter, so congrats to him, and thanks to him for everything that he and all those 253 guys have done for me, and always kind of rooting for them back home whenever I get a check on Twitter and see that they're doing well. So always rooting for those guys.
All right, that's awesome. Alex Winkleman of Crystal City, the Crystal City 2010 state championship team, and now a member of the AA affiliate of the Houston Astros, Corpus Christi, joining us here on KJS Sports Talk. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Matt.